all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we go again. It's a fabulous Friday here in the studio as I record, and such an honor to be back with you as always. And yeah, I received a message from someone, Jennifer, a longtime listener, who mentioned my recent episode of where I mentioned intermittent fasting and how I've been doing it the last month or so. And she just reached out showing some love and like how much she loved the Paul Selig episode, and she got the book, and thank you for being such a bright light and all that sort of thing. And I just want to thank all of you. Well, Jennifer, thank you for your message. And all of you who have just reviewed over the years. You know, I used to ask for reviews early on iTunes, and I'd get a ton. And I haven't asked really for them in a long time, but I realize how much they help to feed me and continue this labor of love. I mean, they also help us to reach new people when you take the time to review on iTunes, or, you know, not iTunes anymore, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can review, wherever you listen to the podcast. But Apple being the biggest. Yeah, so it just got me thinking, you know, just getting this message from her just a bit ago, you know, how much it means and how much it fuels me to continue, you know, doing this. And I've certainly had over 7 years, 1,800 episodes. Those have been around, you know. There's definitely a time where there's my energy was like, I guess, stretched really thin when I first moved into the Mystic Manor. And there's like all things in life, ups and downs and all arounds. And yeah, I think it's, you know, it's something that you just got me reflecting on all that. And now I've been feeling really, really clear and motivated and in a definite upcycle, I guess you would say, with recording. Doesn't feel like something hanging over me I need to do. It's something I get to do, right? And that's so important with all of our obligations, let's say, in life. You get to do them. You know, imagine what it'd be like if you weren't empowered to do them, to go to work, or your voice, you know, I couldn't do this podcast because my voice, you know, I had a severe stutter or, you know, handicap or whatever. We're so lucky to get to do the work that we do. And so I just wanted to bring that to the surface. And, you know, the doorway to get more of what we want is gratitude for what we have. And it's so easy to start taking things for granted and all of that. So I just want to tell you, I don't take you for granted. You guys tuning in and ever sharing with friends, family, you know, sending a little bit of love my way, Erica's way, it goes so far. So, you know, if you ever feel inspired to do it, definitely won't hurt my feelings if I get a flurry of reviews on Apple Podcasts for the first time in a while. That would be great. And if not, that's okay too. You know, hearing and connecting with any of you just always is so powerful. So yeah, wanted to share that and just remind you, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. It's funny because no matter how incredible something may be, like, you know, how incredible has this journey been for me, getting to connect with, you know, 20 plus million people have listened to the show, and to have the opportunity to connect in a meaningful way with that many people, what a gift. And like so many gifts, you know, we see it all the time with major celebrity, right? Where they get just like jaded and spun out, and a lot of times can kind of lose it a little bit, right? And it's, you know, it's such a testament to, you know, be careful not to take things for granted. You know, I saw something the other day. I can't remember, it was Socrates or someone, one of the The worst things in life is not getting what you want. One of the worst things is not getting what you want and getting what you want. They're equally like, you know, two edges of the same sword kind of thing. So I think we need to always check back in with ourselves. What have I not been, you know, what have you not been appreciating? And a lot of times, of course, life will serve us up that contrast or take something away to make it, you know, so we can have like clarity on it again. That contrast is it, right? But if we can be conscious enough, I found in my own like romantic relationship, for example, the more I can bring awareness to the times we almost like, for example, me and my partners today, it's actually our 3-year anniversary. And so kind of funny this would come up, but we came close to splitting a few times, less than a year ago, real close. We actually agreed to split. And then, you know, I think of how beautiful kind of some of the things she shared and what she would miss and just so graceful the way she was handling it. And it's just like, oh, it just pulled on my heartstrings so much. And now whenever I'm feeling like, oh, I'm taking this for granted, I remember like, oh, remember what it felt like those moments you were broken up for a day or two, you know, you had agreed to and already having that sense of, you know, that nostalgic sense of longing for something gone. And we can do better than that by really bringing awareness in the moment, right? And so, yeah, I'm just doing that now and it feels so good. And it really comes down to, you know, cultivating joy in the moment, right? And I saw a quote by Deepak Chopra that really jumped out at me, and it says, the past is gone, the future is not here. I am free of both. Right now, I choose joy. And, you know, are we consciously putting the past and the future aside to choose joy, to focus on the joy, to find the joy in this moment? And if we're not, and we all have those moments where we're not, all been there, done that, and gotten that t-shirt, then we're missing the mark. We're missing the formula that needs to be applied if we want to have the highest, greatest, grandest experience. And, you know, once again, learning to shift that focus, finding ways. Laughter is like, you know, I saw our friend who's been on here a few times, and I on his podcast, Lee Harris, said something the other day. He was saying like, laughter instantly puts us into bliss, right? So how can you bring laughter and levity, enlightenment? How can you lighten up the moment? How can you, you know, what you appreciates? How can you continue to appreciate what's around you? And that's the formula. That's going to be the way, cultivating that joy, consciously choosing to refocus in that way is the ultimate superpower, right? Because then you train yourself to do it, and you train yourself to, you know, the same way we can train ourselves to be humdrum, everything's glum, you know, kind of negative, life kind of sucks, it's gloomy. That's something that is real easy to fall into. You can just as easily fall into the other, you know, lane, if you will. And it takes a little more mindfulness and awareness. But when you do, you know, the energetics in your life are so different. And it's, you know, goes back to like, you know, Jennifer was had reached out to me and said, oh, I'm so, you know, I'm so glad I've been intermittent fasting for the last so many years, and so glad you mentioned it. It's so powerful. That's just another way of cultivating energy, right, in the body. And so I'll share it again for those that didn't hear it. You know, I first experimented with intermittent fasting maybe 5 years ago as well. Did it for a while. And then in the last month, I have been, you know, basically Monday through Thursday, not eating after 2 o'clock. So I get up usually 6 to 7 a.m., have, you know, coffee, have food, have a little more food, you know, say 2 is my last meal, and that's it. Water the rest of the day. And it's such an easy, once you get used to that, if you've never tried it and you've like struggled with losing weight or, you know, low energy, what I found is like, I don't need, like before I really liked naps a lot. Well, when your body's digesting all the time, blood is going to your stomach and you're constantly putting your body into the same state of needing to do this hard work to digest. But when you free up, it's, you know, so 16 hours, 17 hours, you know, 18 hours in some cases, where it's not needing to digest, it can do all these other amazing things. So you're not only dropping weight, your cells are going into autophagy, you know, where it's like getting rid of all the defunct, broken down cells. And, you know, you're allowing your body to really repair and work on itself. And so, you know, I think that I'll just go back to that since, you know, I started off talking about it. It's just such a relatively simple way to start working with a shift in your energetics and your energy. So yeah, those of you who haven't tried it or have tried it, I maybe inspire you to try it again. It's been, I think, close to a month, maybe 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks since I started, and 8 pounds down, you know, feeling really inspired to work out, just like loving the energy of it. And it got so much easier, you know, maybe feel hunger for an hour or two at night. And then like most things, you stop focusing on it, it kind of passes. So yeah, I'll recommend that again. And let's just get our energy right, however we can, little shifts, you know. And if that seems too overwhelming, maybe cut back to just, okay, I won't eat after 5 o'clock or whatever, you know. But those shifts, like Joe Dispenza talks about, those shifts create new neural pathways in the brain and these habits that we're in. If you're on the exact same hamster wheel, I challenge you, just drive a different way to work. Leave 10 minutes earlier. You know, go for a walk on your lunch break. Do something different, you know, to mix up the energetics, and then pay attention to what else might come into your field as a result of shifting your energetics. Instead of the same old feelings around your spouse, your partner, your kids, your parents, choosing that perspective of appreciation, right? And then seeing what kind of results, being just really mindful and aware as you kind of, you want to change your outputs, you got to change your inputs, right? And as you choose to change your inputs, pay attention to what sort of outputs you get on the other side that are different. And if you're really mindful, really aware, you're not missing the show by being just off, you know, disconnected, disassociated, you know, lost in thoughts about the past or the future, then you can start to see how the types of results you get. And these results are what compound, you know. Talking to my old business partner, a while back, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you guys have listened to the show for a long time. I write about him in my book as the villain in my story. And then, you know, all the synchronicity with, you know, the day I released the book, he called me, first time we talked in over 5 years, and he'd been on an intense spiritual journey and we totally made up. And it's definitely like a hero's journey tale. But he was sharing with me, like, you know, 3-4 years ago, he was like, you know, suicidal, way overweight. And just the one little shift of starting to play tennis with his neighbor, it inspired him to stop smoking. It inspired, you know, and then compounded. Now, if you see him, you know, he's in excellent shape, perfect health, super positive, super in his heart, has made, like, you know, energetic, money is energy, right? I mean, he's always been like a very shrewd business person. He was down and out broke then, right? Now, you know, $30, $40 million he's made in that time, which is wild, you know, very unconventional to go from broke to that in a few years. But it goes to show you, it's a great example of what is possible when he does everything to extremes. So he decided to focus on his health, well-being, state of mind, working at his heart, reading constantly, you know, just really, really shifted himself. And like he's always done with anything, it's, you know, 0 to 110 pretty quickly. So if he can do it, you can do it. I can do it. We can all just make shifts to open up more possibility and potential. And that is always going to be the path. The doorway is always going to be through you, your energetics, right where you sit right now. Everything you need to start creating shifts is right there. I mean, you know, that example is such a good one, to go from suicidal, way overweight, 60 pounds overweight, and, you know, flat broke, to, you know, that kind of financial resources, a loving family, wife, you name it. He's got it, you know, he's kind of got it all and in his heart, right? And it's just, it's a great example of someone who committed and believed in the possibilities, right? And if, you know, it only takes one black swan for them all not to be white, right? If someone can do it, why not you? You know, and it starts with those little changes, those little shifts. And that's my story for today. I'm sticking to it. Hope it has helped to inspire you somewhere along your way on your journey of this now moment as you tune in and remembering to inspiring you to cultivate joy in this now moment. Remember, the past is gone. The future is not here. Right now, you're free of both. Doesn't that feel good? You're floating in eternity. Nothing. The only thing guaranteed is that you go on and it will change. So if you love it, you better appreciate it because it's going to change. If you don't like the situation, good news, it's going to change, right? So be here now, be in the moment, be free of the past and the future. You're floating in eternity. Your existence is now, right? Choose joy now. Alrighty, that's it for today. Till next time. Oh, I do have a song to leave you with. This is a really cool one. The Way Through. This is The Way Through. That's the name of the song. This is The Way Through. All of your challenges, just like another longtime lovely listener just shared with me. Love is the answer. The question is unimportant. Doesn't it feel good to have the answers? And with that being said, here's Shaman's Dream and Blue Tech, The Way Through. Till next time, journey well. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.